And when the sun comes up, I'll be on top. You be right down there, looking up. And I might wave, come up here, but I don't see you waving now.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, a dad's point of view. It is time for Teen Rap with Pastor Drew Sams, and we're talking about hurt feelings. I think there's probably no hurt feelings anywhere in the Bible, but maybe I'll ask Pastor Drew about that. Pastor Drew Sams has been the high school pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village for the last 5 years. He's also pursuing and finishing up doctoral work through George Fox Seminary in Portland, Oregon. Pastor Drew and his wife Erica live in Westlake Village, California, and he will be preaching this Sunday at Calvary Church at 9:11 and what was the other time?
5 p.m. 9?
5 p.m. Three times, three performances.
It's a long day.
Hey, well, welcome to the show, Pastor Drew.
Hey, it's always good to be on. Hope you're doing well.
I am doing great. And for those that are listening that are local, Pastor Drew is an inspirational and terrific speaker. Not only that, the services at Calvary Church are the first time I went, my impression was that they were a production. And I meant that in a positive way, not in a rehearsed negative way. It's a production of glorious music, inspirational speaking, and it's like going to a show. And yet you're filled up in the best way possible in your soul. So that's why I feel so blessed to have Pastor Drew on my show.
Bruce, you are too kind.
Well, it's easy when it's the truth. So let's talk about hurt feelings. I hope you have some wisdom to offer about how to handle that and how we should respond to others' hurt feelings, and more importantly, how to handle our own hurt feelings.
Boy, so much there. You know, just even thinking about adolescence in general, what a tumultuous time for feelings and emotions.
Just a little bit of hormonal activity going on, huh?
Oh, so much going on. They're feeling these physical changes, these emotional changes, often for the first time. Trying to figure that out amidst all the choices that they have to make, amidst pressure from school and society and coaches and parents, whatever it may be. And it can be very, very confusing.
You know, I hadn't even thought about it, and I'm so grateful to you. Our segment, of course, is Teen Rap. And I was just thinking about this more in an adult framework, but I love the idea that you kept us centered on teenagers. I had lunch the other day with my 17-year-old. And he had his first girlfriend when he was about 15 and a half through about 16 and a half, and they broke up a year ago last summer. And for almost the entire year, he was moping and unhappy and miserable, and then he got over it. But it took almost a year. And I asked him the other day when we had lunch, I said, so do you think you will handle the next time if there's a breakup and a dear relationship differently? And he immediately said, absolutely. That the first one was, in many ways, he was thinking the hardest. Now, I hope that's the case for him, that it doesn't get any harder. But there's so much of that stuff that's going on for teenagers, and I'm sure you experience it regularly in your ministry.
I do. Even last night, we had a beach bonfire. In the summertime, we do this every Wednesday night. We take a big crowd. There was probably about 80 kids, and I had two different students come up to me and say, Drew, I'm depressed. And I hear that word so often, depressed, 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 and I ask them, well, what's going on? They said, well, I'm just overwhelmed. I said, well, what's going on? Well, there's just a lot going on. I said, well, tell me details, you know, I want to help.
Are you talking to my kids? That sounds like the same conversation I have.
It's so interesting. So I think what it is, there's this, you know, a tsunami of emotions going on. They can't put words to it, and I think what's happened is, the word that we associate with, whatever that may be, we just say, well, I'm depressed.
Or my feelings are hurt.
My feelings are hurt. Exactly. Case in point to your blog post this week.
I do think you're right, though. I think the word depressed is thrown out way too easily. People are diagnosed with so-called depression way too easily. Kids are diagnosed with various learning disabilities, ADHD, HDDTV, whatever it's called, I think way too easily, whereas I'm sure I would have been diagnosed with ADD when I was a kid. I'm just a hyper dude. But that was channeled into sports and other activities. And I might have been on Ritalin if I was growing up today.
Yeah, so true. And you know, you think about, and you had asked me, what does Scripture say about these things? You know, it doesn't talk a lot about feelings necessarily, but it uses other words that really communicate the same thing. There's this wonderful Greek word that I'll introduce to you and our listeners. It's the word splanchna.
Ooh.
Sounds sexy, doesn't it? Splanchna. Sounds like I just threw those words up onto you over the air.
It sounds like something that fell from the sky and made a big splat.
Yeah, it's this Greek idea. It's kind of like in the deep cavity, not of your heart, but kind of like in your gut. And the Greeks believe that it was in that place, that's where the emotions came from. Deep down, almost like, you know, down into your liver, almost. And it says throughout Scripture that we need to have compassion on others, and it always comes from that place of a splanchna. You think about the Golden Rule. You hear that not only in many faiths, it's across societies. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And a lot of that comes from kind of the core of who you are. And so, I think about parents with adolescents, and as they're looking at their kids and they're trying to figure out what emotions are they feeling, because they just said, Mom, Dad, you hurt my feelings, to ask deep down in the core of who they are, gosh, I wonder what I was like at that age. It was confusing too. What can I do? What help can I get? Maybe it's just listening and trying to ask questions so that they can help put words to the feelings that have been hurt or the emotions that they're trying to navigate through.
Well, don't you think that's key in all relationships, is to really try to hear the other person versus immediately defend your actions, which is what we talked about with Wayne, or look for your response? I mean, really hear what they're saying so you understand, and then you might be able to offer them wisdom, particularly as a parent.
Hey, listening is such a great place to start. We always want to open up our mouth. As a friend said, there's a reason we're born with one mouth and two ears.
By the way, that phrase you said earlier, do unto others the Golden Rule, you do know that that actually predates, that's, I think, Hillel.
Yes.
Said that, one of the great rabbi sages pre-Jesus time, I believe.
It is, and you even find it, I found, in world religions, pre-antiquity. It's just something that I think as humans, we resonate with so much. So when Hillel said that and it spread, I think there's so much truth in that.
Now, the thing that is interesting, and I'd like you to maybe carry it on a little further, while the Bible may not talk a great deal about feelings per se, it does talk about how we treat each other.
And that,
so that's really how it relates to it, correct?
Very much so. I think that there's all this language of, you know, love your neighbor, even love your enemies. Caring for the widow, caring for those that are poor, going out of your way for one another. And I think as a result of that, people's feelings and their emotions are dramatically impacted. Because that's so much of part of who we are, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
As humans. And so when you care for someone, when you extend forgiveness to them, when you go out of your way and help them, boy, that really impacts not only their physical being, but also their emotional being as well.
Well said. Well said. It's very interesting. Before we wrap up, this segment is a zoom by. I do want to hear your melody of the week. So I hope you've rehearsed a little bit. That is, you do sing your melody to identify your website, right?
I need one of those tuning harmonicas to get me in tune right now.
Okay. Well, I'll do it for you. Okay. Here's an A flat. I have no idea if that's an A-flat, but please do tell our listeners, Pastor Drew, where they can find your wonderful writing.
WeWillSingANewSong.com.
Well done. I like
that. A little bit better than last week.
Yeah, okay. I think you really need to work on this. You're going to get challenged each week. I do hope to actually come see you this weekend. It's July 4th weekend, and I do imagine that you will have something to say in that regard. I have no idea what your sermon will be, but it will be powerful, I know. And thank you for joining the show.
I'll give you a hint. If you like food, you'll like this sermon.
Ooh. Well, then you've definitely got me. I will be there. Thank you, Pastor Drew. It's a joy having you on the show.
As always.
Time for another break. You can tweet me at Bruce Salen or email me at bruce@brucesalen.com. Stay tuned for Family Financial Matters with Jim Scheinberg.
This affair, it never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, baby, I know so well that I've got you under my skin?